Hey, we're back on with a newcomer to the Outdoor Show today. First time with Jason Greinke from Ridgeview Resort on Portage Lake. Thanks for giving us some more time, man.
Yeah, thank you for letting me speak today with you. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I enjoyed our first part of this conversation and how your goal as a trophy Northern Pike guide is to get your customers on pike over 40 inches. And you said you had seven of them already this year, huh?
That is correct. Yeah, my enjoyment comes from watching the facial expression of people, you know, for the first time they see this fish. And it's always exciting when they're looking down the hole, they're fighting this fish. And what happens is this fish is still trying to swim away from you. They're looking down the hole, and the first thing they see is the tail. Tail's going back and forth, still trying to swim away. And then they see, you know, the back dorsal fin and the body. And they're just their reaction, the excitement, the just the pure adrenaline of it. That's the reason that I do this. It's just such a blast of, you know, getting to see their facial expression. I've seen a once-in-a-lifetime fish come through a hole that you just caught with your hands.
Yeah, and the teeth on these things, man. It's one thing to see a picture and be like, holy cow, that's a monster. But when you see close to a 50-inch pike or muskie in person, the thought process that goes through, I think, everyone's head is, I can't believe that's swimming down there.
Exactly. You know, it makes you think twice about when you're in the summer, what's down there.
Well, and certainly, you know, obviously we don't have much to worry about with that. But it's still disconcerting to a point, you know. So let's talk a little bit more about what you do. Is it mainly tip-up fishing?
It is. What I've found, and, you know, through trial and error, is once you start jigging for pike, you start attracting the smaller fish. And when I'm talking smaller fish in this lake, you know, we're talking 30, 34-inch fish, which for most people, that's a great fish. What I don't want is less than 40-inch pike. You know, we want the big ones, so we're trying to eliminate all the rest of the fish that's, you know, not exactly what we're targeting. And, you know, one thing that people don't realize is these pikes swim in schools. You're going to have your smaller fish, you know, up to about 30 inches, and you might have a dozen of those come through at once. And it's a lot of fun, but then you got your next group, you know, your 30 to 36-inch fish, and you might have six or seven of those come through. Then once you have the 40 inches, the ones that we're after, I call it a kill group. You're going to have two or three fish swimming together, hunting together. And when you get one that's, you know, 40 inches or bigger, I guarantee you that next flag that goes up in the next couple minutes is going to be another monster. And it's happened, you know, more times than I can count where we get two back-to-back like that.
Wow. So, you know, the first thing to someone who is less experienced at specifically targeting these giant trophy pike through the ice, I mean, my guess is bigger baits, bigger pike.
Sometimes, yes, but the more mentality that you have to take is you have to think, like, where are these fish eating? And I always tell people it's no different than us when we go out to eat. When you go out on the lake and, you know, 80% of the water is dead water. The fish aren't there. They're not eating there. When we go out to eat, you know, if I want to go to McDonald's or whatever, I go to where the restaurants are. The fish are the same way. You have to find where they're eating, where they're going to, and that's where you got to get. And once you get there, now you got to, again, think like the fish. How are they going to hunt these fish? And, you know, find the drop-offs, find the breaks, find the cover, because what happens is these pike use that all in their advantage to target the smaller fish that they're trying to eat.
Jason, I got to tell you, I really enjoyed talking to you today, and you get me all pumped up thinking about these monster toothy gators. Oh, sounds like you got a crew there that's excited about something. What's going on?
We got a flag right now that just went up, so we're checking it right now.
Oh, I got to hold you on the line for this.
No, unfortunately not. This one looks like just a drive-by.
Ah, just a drive-by, just a nudge, huh? All right, well, there's more I want to talk to you about in the upcoming weeks. In fact, we didn't even have time to get into these bycatch giant walleye that you're getting out of Portage Lake. So would you mind if I contact you next week and get a Portage Lake ice fishing report, and we'll continue this conversation?
I would love to. You know, I'm out here every day, and I'm always willing to, you know, help out all the people as much as I can.
I love the fact that you're actually giving us this report live on Portage Lake. So thank you for that. Jason Greinke from Ridgeview Resort on Portage Lake talking about his trophy guide service. What's your number if they want to go fishing with you?
906-275-8603.
And this is The Outdoor Show.